Mitchell Seymour School, his board adrift. I'll intermingle everything he does with Cassio's suit. Therefore be merry, Cassio, for thy solicitor shall rather die than give thy cause away. Madam, here comes my lord. And I stay and hear me speak.
Madam, not now. I'm very ill at ease, unfit for my little purpose.
Well, do your discretion.
I will not resign. You will not resign. You will force me to dismiss you. I will not resign, and you will not dismiss me, Miss Mackay. You will not use the excuse of that.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. Yesterday, I meant to record this, but I had another episode that was out there. Yesterday was the birthday of Miss Maggie Smith. Maggie Smith keeps on going. There is nobody else like her. I mean, if you think of her contemporaries are Judi Dench, Joan Plowright, Eileen Atkins. Maggie Smith is, and Shirley MacLaine, I'm sorry. Yeah, they've all been around a long time. And Maggie has really, through Downton Abbey, is it Downton? I had a friend who would, he loved to get my goat, he would call it Downton Abbey. It's like, it's Downton. I love doing these because those of you who love Downton Abbey probably aren't aware that before Downton Abbey, she was doing Shakespeare with, Laurence Olivier himself in Othello, where he slaps her. She talks about that in a really great documentary called Tea with the Dames. Born she's a dame now, Margaret Natalie Smith. December 28th, 1934, in England. In fact, her sons, Chris Larkin and Toby Stevens, are both actors. Chris Larkin was in Tea with Mussolini with his mother. And then Toby Stevens was on a really great show called Black Sails and is now in a show called Lost in Space. And they both look like her, but for my money, Toby, really, if you've ever seen Black Sails, he gives the Maggie Smith look. It's like, oh God, he inherited that from his mother. But those of us in this current century love Downton Abbey. The Dowager Countess. The Dowager Countess, I think that's why so many people watch Downton Abbey, is what is the Dowager going to say? What look is she going to give? And yes, she is in the next Downton Abbey movie coming out in March. But with Maggie Smith, come on.
You said hello to Grandmama.
She is like a homing pigeon. She finds our underbelly every time.
Well, I'm very glad you're here, but it wasn't me either, I'm sad to say.
Well, I love a mystery. Who could it be?
My guess is Cousin Isabel. She always likes to stick her oar in.
I'm going to ask her.
For heaven's sake, it was me.
You? But it wasn't your writing?
No. Smithers did it. Like all ladies' maids, she lives for intrigue.
Oh my God. See what I mean? There's nobody else like Maggie Smith. If you see another actress throwing shade and giving that performance, it's like, oh, she's giving a Maggie Smith performance. You know what I mean? But the clips that I've played for you, I mean, as someone who loves films, I'll tell you personally, I relish in the moments she's on screen. Gosford Park, written by Julian Fellowes, who would go on to create Downton Abbey. Maggie Smith is in both of them. Maggie Smith is, she's won 2 Academy Awards, who's counting? several Emmys. She was in My House in Umbria. But Downton Abbey really, really brought her to a new audience. An audience that didn't know that she was in The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, or that she was in California Suite playing an actress who is nominated for an Oscar and loses the Oscar, and then Smith goes on to win the Oscar for the film. It's funny, and it's, you want to talk about art imitating life? I mean, come on.
They love you and pawn over you on the way in. And if you're a loser when you come out, it's too bad, darling. Give us a call when you're back in town. You should have thrown up over the whole bloody lot of them.
Sydney?
Yes?
Was I hit by a bus? I look as though I was hit by a fully loaded guided tour bus.
What she does with dialogue and her facial expressions, a really great actor knows how to flash those eyes. She knows how to do it. That's why it's a Maggie Smith performance. That's why when someone says something stupid or annoying at the table at Downton Abbey, we're waiting for her to flash those eyes. You know how they put out Betty Davis eyes? Someone should write a song called Maggie Smith's Eyes. Now, she shared the screen with many, many, you know, right there in California Suite. She's with the great Michael Caine. And then in 1978, she joins an all-star cast alongside Miss Betty Davis. That's Death on the Nile, 1978. Maggie Smith and Betty Davis. Two extraordinary. See, and Betty Davis knows how to share that screen. She's like, ooh, it's Maggie Smith. Maggie Smith has talked about working with the likes of Sir Laurence Olivier and how she really gave him a run for his money with her performance. You know, and Joan Plowright was the last woman to be married to Laurence Olivier, and they would talk about that. They would talk about, if I can find some of it. I always hate these YouTube commercials. It's like, cue it up. But it's beautiful to watch. You know, all of these actresses in Tea with the Dames acted with Olivier. They all, I mean, from Eileen Atkins to Dame Judi Dench to, of course, his wife, Joan Plowright, to Maggie Smith, to, you know, I mean, come on. Here, I'll go through the trailer.
Talk about
more about getting
Yes, we do, of course. I think so.
Can you talk about working with your husband?
I'm just asking which one.
Well, obviously mine was the most difficult.
We all found him tricky. I think I scared the wits out of him from time to time.
You said a marvellous thing, Judy, when you were asked to do Cleopatra. Are you sure you want a menopausal dwarf to play this part?
That's what she was.
That's what she was. Right. That's the way I played it.
We all just thought we were going to be stage actresses.
Oh, talk about Bond.
When I was asked to do it, I was kind of taken aback. And Michael said, I long to live with a Bond woman.
We're going to work forever if we're asked.
But you're always asked first.
I'm turning on you.
It's all coming out now.
Do you think we ought to have a glass of champagne round this one?
God.
Yes.
Why didn't anybody think of that a few hours ago?
Oh, my goodness.
That's Tea with the Dames. Dame Joan Plowright, Dame Maggie Smith, Dame Eileen Atkins, Dame Judi Dench. She was also in the best exotic Marigold Hotel. See what I mean? What she does with dialogue. Come on. There's nobody better. There's nobody. So, the fact that she's worked with Olivier and she said, you know, she found him tricky and... But I think we'll end with Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey. Oh, wait. No. Gosford Park. Because without Gosford Park, you don't have a Downton Abbey. You just don't. And some of the stuff that she says in Gosford Park. I mean, come on. It's, is this it? Here we go. See what I mean? She throws that Maggie Smith shade. And she throws it so well. But on Downton Abbey, Downton Abbey really is. She will be remembered for her films, but even she is aware that television is a new beast.
Sybil's not worldly enough. You cannot be so contrary.
I'm a woman, Mary. I can be as contrary as I choose.
Mary's back from London today as well. She gets in at 5 o'clock.
Matthew's driving down in Lavinia's car. They won't meet on the train.
Oh, that's a relief. I hate Greek drama. Even when everything happens off stage.
I do assure you, Corporal Barrow is very efficient.
And I say good. If someone's to manage things, let it be our creature.
Why? Are you planning to divide his loyalties?
I wouldn't say I was planning it.
May I present Miss Lavinia Swire?
How did you do, Grandfather?
How do you do, Miss Swire?
So, that's Mary's replacement. Well, I suppose looks aren't everything.
Or am I just to be the maiden aunt? Isn't this what they do? Arrange presents for their prettier relations?
Don't be defeatist, dear. It's very middle class. Oh, really? It's like living in a second-rate hotel where the guests keep arriving and no one seems to leave.
I like the new fashions. Shorter skirts, looser cuts. The old clothes were all very well if one spent the day on a chaise longue. But if one wants to get anything done, the new clothes are much better.
Yeah, I'll stick to the chaise longue. Would someone please tell me what is going on? Or have we all stepped through the looking glass?
Your grandmother has as much right to know as anybody else.
Why don't I find that reassuring?
Yes, yes. The minister. Well, how many Marquises of Fincher are there? Yeah. Is this an instrument of communication or torture?
And I don't think her character, Dowager Countess, would like the smartphone. I thought that's perfect. That's so perfect. So, here we are. And Maggie Smith is 87 years old. My goodness. Betty White's about to turn 100 in January. So I'll make a bet, a prediction, that Maggie Smith will probably live to 100. And then, but you know, she won't get the fanfare that Betty White does. And that's fine. She doesn't need it because she throws that wonderful shade. She was also in Hook. I mean, there's so many films of hers. There was A Room with a View. There's a moment in Gosford Park where they're talking. And the gentleman is talking about making the film. And she just throws that shade. And she's like, well, what is the picture called? Oh, I don't want to spoil it if you... Well, none of us will see it. She just says that. You know, Downton Abbey. The classic line that I will leave you with tonight. Well, I'll do it on the weekend. Excuse me, but what is a weekend? Why must a fight always involve an invention by an American? Or my personal favorite. When I'm with your mother, I'm reminded of the virtues of the English. Or no, how does... Oh, I fucked it up. She says, I'm so looking forward to being with your mother again. When I'm with her, I'm reminded of the virtues of the English. But isn't she American? Precisely. I love it. So Maggie Smith, happy birthday. Here's to many, many more. You are this amazing icon. This, I mean, you throw shade. Prime of Miss Jean Brody. She wins that Oscar. Doesn't show up. And her good friend collects it. And then she shows up for the second one for California Suite. She has Tonys. She has Emmys. I don't know if she's an EGOT. But for me and for all of us who watch Downton Abbey and then watch her films, she's Maggie Smith. There's nobody better. And if you really want to see her in a good documentary, Tea with the Dames. Maggie Smith, Dame Judi Dench, sorry, Dame Maggie Smith, Dame Eileen Atkins, and Dame Joan Plowright. I guarantee it, okay? So as always, unpleasant dreams.